That is a lot of words to say something simple. When I say that the global state is centralized and global, I just mean those 10,000 guys. Just as home is where the heart is, this global state is where conspiring minds with resources behind them plan in secret how to command our lives, using Plato's Republic as guide. And academe has been unequal to seeing what is invisible. No Proudhons, and certainly no Pauls, and most deaths no princes among them, which is why he's ours today. Our charge, getting in touch with true power by thinking through what prince's gift to us means, what it requires of us. Recently, boxed in by agents at 3 a.m., those with low income and so see themselves as forced to participate in what is ignoble. I said to one, "Listen to the music of Prince. He died for you." To which he replied, "Prince didn't die for me. Jesus died for me." And I said, "And what have you done with that sacrifice?" You see how the thoughts drummed into us, as opposed to those that spiral up from our flagrant intercourse with the infinite, our own thoughts, churned by the word of love, become dead regurgitations, those thoughts drummed into us. I doubt he ever thought about it. I doubt he ever thought it through. If someone dies for you, dies and then comes back again, in charged thought that lives, that bears fruit and seed, what does it mean? What is required of us when someone dies for us, that we should live forever?